I was just curious. First time you came home from Vietnam was what year? You remember?
1971.
Remember what day it was?
You bet. I spent my 27th birthday in Long Bend, Vietnam, coming home. And I got home about the 20th of November.
All right. So compare and contrast November 20th of 1971 to what is today, April the 26th of 2018. Yeah. I don't know if it's fair to say the wait is worth it, but it had to make you feel pretty good coming home today, even though it's been so many years later.
Yeah, Jim. When I come home the first time, my mom was there, my wife at the time, and my daughter, and that was all. And nobody liked us at all. I mean, we were baby killers, and we fought in a war. We didn't win it. A lot of resentment, and it took a long time. But, boy, we come home tonight, and there was people up there at the airport that I just couldn't. I mean, I bet there was probably 300 or 400 or 500 people from Aledo besides everybody else. I mean, it was night and day, night and day. Christmas in April.
Yeah. And then the caravan coming into Mercer County today. I couldn't count all the fire trucks and all the cars, but that really had to hit home too.
We had all the way from the airport all the way home. We went through preemption, and they were there. People sitting alongside the road, backed up with their lights on flashers and waving. And yeah, it was really pretty special, Jim. It was really, as myself as a veteran. And all the guys that was on our bus meant an awful lot.
Awesome.
Meant an awful lot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you were saying there were some reflective moments at the Vietnam Wall where you were able to find some names that were important to you.
I had a cousin, first cousin, Bobby Brownlee. I found his name on the wall. We found Tim McCright's name on the wall. And, it was, that's pretty touching. Yeah, it's... For being a veteran in Vietnam War, it's 50 some thousand names on that wall. Pretty impressive.
So sum up why the honor flight is so important. We've heard countless stories from WW2 vets to Korean War vets and now to Vietnam era vets.
Well, WW2, it was that's the last one we ended up at. Well, we ended up at the Air Force Monument, but WW2, they won a war. They didn't get any of the flack that we got when we come back. We wasn't very popular. I mean, for a lot of years we wasn't very popular, and for a lot of years us veterans amongst ourselves didn't talk about it. I mean, we might mention a little bit, but now it's been a longer time and we're talking more about it. And we had Al Sedam going today, and Al's pretty highly decorated. And we all had a blast. It was really, very, very, very nice. Yeah.